With the House and Senate now adjourned and legislators returning to their day jobs throughout the state, we would like to take a few minutes to run through the finalized state budget and some of the key policies the legislature passed this year to help improve the functions of state government and better the lives of everyday Utahns. Just a few weeks ago, the legislature officially ended their annual 45-day general legislative session. One of the primary responsibilities assigned to the state legislature is to balance the state budget. This session, the legislature passed a $26 billion budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2023, which will start July 1st of this year. Some of this year's budget highlights include $1.2 billion in one-time spending for transportation infrastructure. This funding is slated to be used for various road and transit projects throughout the state to help alleviate congestion and improve transportation flow. Coming off last year's record-breaking investment in Utah's infrastructure, this additional $1.2 billion this year shows the significant effort lawmakers are making to address the current population growth challenges facing our state. The state also made record funding advances in public education, with over $465 million to public education, including a 6% increase in the amount of funding each student receives for their education. This 6% per pupil funding increase is on top of additional funding increases for student enrollment growth and an inflation index, which helps our schools not only keep pace with the growing demand, but positions them for the best long-term success in coming years. Additionally, the legislature also appropriated increased funding to our higher education system, Medicaid and social services programs, affordable housing efforts, and water projects throughout the state to address current needs. For a full breakdown of the 2023 state budget, visit budget.utah.gov. Along with the annual state budget, the legislature considered over 800 bills, of which roughly 500 passed and were sent to the governor for his signature. While many of these bills were minor changes or technical revisions to existing laws, there were some which will dramatically improve the lives of Utah citizens and which address critical issues the state is currently facing. To address issues of water conservation and the ongoing drought in the western United States, lawmakers passed a series of bills which will help incentivize water conservation and reduce the amount of water wasted. For example, House Bill 242, Secondary Water Metering Amendments, provides funding to municipalities to help install secondary water meters in their communities. These meters will help government entities and citizens more carefully watch their own water usage and help them conserve water throughout the year. Recognizing the significant economic challenges many Utahns are facing, the legislature passed Senate Bill 59, a $200 million tax cut, which reduced the tax burden for all Utahns. As part of this tax cut, Utahns will see a reduction in their state income taxes, as well as the creation of a new earned income tax credit, which will directly target the low-income and most vulnerable individuals in our state. Retirees will also see a reduction in their taxes paid on Social Security income, ensuring those on fixed incomes receive the help they need during these challenging economic times. In addition to funding increases to our K-12 schools, the legislature also passed House Bill 386, Education Innovation Program. This bill fosters an environment in our schools in which innovative and new teaching methods are not only encouraged, but rewarded. With approval from parents and oversight from school administrators, this bill allows teachers to experiment and try new things in our classrooms to see how we can best educate our students in an innovative manner. By doing so, our kids will integrate new technologies into their learning experience and be better equipped to face the challenges of an ever-changing workforce. While the annual legislative session may have concluded, we encourage everyone to stay engaged with the legislative process by keeping in contact with their local legislator and following along with current developments up at the Capitol. This May, we will hold our first interim meetings of the year in which lawmakers will begin to discuss policy issues in advance of the 2023 legislative session. To find out more about how you can stay engaged and in contact with your legislator, please visit our website at house.utah.gov. Thank you.